When you thought about the river, I am interested to know whether you think about it in terms of the data that you have and the graphs, or do you still see it as, when you imagine it, do you imagine the physical image of the river that we all see? Or do you see it more in...
I'd say it's kind of a hybrid of both. Okay, but I do feel that we spend so much time looking at it in a computer model and having it mapped out that, yeah, I see there may be times that we even kind of get detached from the river, yet I think we have such a, you know, a professional but also an emotional connection to rivers and the flow in it, that we don't lose what a river normally looks like. But during the flood event, I remember, getting brought into a helicopter and getting thrown up there to go and look at stuff, and I was pulling out the maps, and I, you know, in the moment, I was just working, and I was looking at flooding on the ground, and I was comparing to my maps, and I was, you know, doing calculations and planning. And I remember there was a moment where I saw the Road MacLeod Trail, the kind of part of Lena that was gone, and then I saw the Earlton train tracks, and that was a moment for me that I kind of stopped and like, wait a minute, I just need a moment to understand the gravity of this and stop worrying about the maps and the numbers and the models. But it was essential that I had to be ingrained in the numbers and all that stuff. But yeah, I found during the flood event, I was so focused on the technical pieces and the emergency response bit of it that I had to stop a few times and really get the gravity of actually seeing the river.
Yeah.
I think they complement each other, the technical and the computer modeling and the mapping. And the real river, I think they complement each other. It's not necessarily detachment.
Yeah.
You can kind of visualize bigger than what you would normally see. You could, yeah. That's so it wasn't as much of a shock to see where the water went. That's what we expected. It's still shocking to see flooding, but the work we had done told us that, yeah, of course there's water there. We knew there would be water there.
So when you saw it on the map, when you modelled it a couple of years ago, and it was kind of bang on in terms of where it actually ended up, but when 2 years ago you got those maps back of where you would expect a 100-year flood event to go, did you ever visualise it in real terms? Like, this is what, in your head, did that equate to what MacLeod Trail might look like, or what the actual, like, what mission might look like, or what, anything like that?
When I saw the results from the model, I could understand and picture it and get the gravity of it in terms of depths of water and where the extent of the water would go. That's something that isn't captured in modeling and something that we don't, I didn't really fully, I knew what happened, but I didn't really fully, the context of it was the amount of debris, so how many trees are ripped down and, cars in the rivers, and then, bridges being ripped out, and, all of that stuff. Like, there was the Blue Bridge from Stampede was ripped out and lodged under another bridge. Well, that causes all the water levels to be higher in that area. So that was a little different from our modeling. And so that part, I think that sometimes the modeling makes you really rigid, because you assume, when you model, you assume the river is going to stay like that, and you model what it would look like. But the reality is, in a flood like this, as we've all said, rivers are living, moving things. Well, in this kind of event, it changes during the event. It's moving the riverbank around, it's eroding banks, there's debris. And that piece of it, you don't get with the computer modeling. So the depths and where it was going to be, yeah, that wasn't a surprise. You could visualize it. But the amount of destruction and how that realistically questions how valid your models are was a surprise to me, I guess.
Yeah, and that's what, that was the thing about what I wanted to try and get into the drawing was, my first attempt was pretty much drawn off the back of your models, which are precise. They're full of numbers, and I was able to quite easily trace the lines of the river on Google Earth, which again is a static image of a moving thing, and then just trace all the data in. And it did feel very, very rigid by the end of it, even though that was kind of the point of it. And then when I look at the flood data, that's what I've kind of tried to be looser with the way I've drawn it. because I want some unpredictable results to come from the drawing. I don't want it to, I want to try and draw differently to how I drew the first one. I want to give it a bit of space and see what happens. Because there are things, unaccountable things, that you can't model for.
Yeah.
When you finally did yours, so that's what I kind of need to bring into this. And it's actually quite hard.
Well, and something I'm seeing.